CliffCentral.com.
All right. Good morning, everybody. We are here. We are live. This is CliffCentral.com. Leanne Moll. Are those pigtails or is that just one ponytail?
It's one times plait.
A plait. And then Sia Sangweni is in Idebeni. You are still in Durban, right? You haven't come back yet.
With
right?
No pigtails.
No, no pigtails, no ponytails, no plaits. Mm-hmm. See, Leanne, I can't believe I got through school, didn't know the difference between a plait and a ponytail and a pigtail.
Oh, shameful.
Fill us in. Like, oh. Give us the down low on these different things.
Ponytail is... Come on, surely you're exasperated getting into this.
Come on, you can't start the show being annoyed with me that I'm asking a really basic question. There's a lot of obvious stuff I don't know. I've told you I'm a moron.
You know what? You're actually right. Pigtail and ponytail.
On pigtails, the side.
Yeah.
A ponytail is the back. A plait is actually, guys, how am I the one to tell?
You see, this wasn't a stupid question. I knew there would be people who would be as confused as me, and I'm just staring at two of them right now.
No, your pigtails to the side, ponytails to the back.
Think about what they mean. Mm-hmm. Think of the animal.
Yeah.
A ponytail and what a ponytail looks like.
Yeah, but if a pigtail looked like an actual pig's tail, it would be like a curly little weird thing that would come out of the side of your head.
Well, there you go.
Is that what a pigtail is meant to look like?
I don't think you get one pigtail ever. You always have two pigtails.
Let's go on to the Google smoothie.
They come in pairs.
Okay, this is what we've got so far. I mean, this is amazing. If you know more than Leanne and Sia and I mean, I'm going to give Leanne the credit of knowing more about this than we do. But I think that maybe Google might be able to solve our problems for us. Go for it.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Pigtail. In the context of hairstyles, the usage of the term pigtail shows considerable variation. Ah. The term may refer to a single braid, but it is more frequently used in the plural to refer to twin braids on opposite sides of the head.
Oh, so they're not just twin ponytails, they're twin braids.
Yes, you can have one.
Wow. Okay, Gareth, you were like right from the beginning.
It's good to be right.
Ponytail. Yeah. A ponytail is a hairstyle in which some, most, or all of the hair on the head is pulled away from the face, gathered and secured at the back of the head with a hair tie clip or other similar device and allowed to hang freely from that point.
Whew, so we've got
it gets
ponytail,
its name from its
right?
resemblance to the tail of a pony.
Okay.
But since when is a pig's tail plaited?
Oh, I learn. You know, I don't know. There's
some fancy ass pigs trotting about town.
Angas. I don't know.
Angas.
Yeah.
Baby steps. We're just trying here.
Yeah. I'm just going to say you've got a ponytail.
No. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. Wrong.
Okay. No, then wrong. See, we've made no progress.
You can say I have a pigtail. Let's just go with that.
No, Leanne, where's it coming from? I can't believe. Is it coming from the back?
No, it's coming from the side.
Then it's a pigtail.
Yes, it's a pigtail.
It is a pigtail. You were right, Gareth.
Yes, I'll take it. Thank you. I love to be right. It's so good to be right. Oof, it's nice.
No, actually, I think it's a mohawk.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye, ass. Have a happy day. There, she's leaving us now. She's had enough.
I think it's a mohawk, actually.
No,
that's different. Oh my God! Listen,
no one can dispute that.
I did something this week. I couldn't handle. My hair was getting very long and out of control. You know, the minute it takes me more than a minute to actually get it ready in the mornings, I just want to cut my head off. So I went to this barber instead of my usual hairdresser. First of all, and I don't want my hairdresser to be pissed off with me because he might be listening now. So I'll admit that they get very upset here.
Mustn't cheat.
No, so I just went to the barber and said, listen, just trim the stuff down. It's too long. And he did a great job and it was so quick. You know, I kind of like the fact that it was quick. and efficient and didn't take long. And, you know, there's no fussing around. Obviously, you don't get like the, you know, the really great hair washing lady who gives you the head massage. You don't get any of that crap, which is nice. I mean, it's part of the reason we like to go for a haircut. But, you know, the guy just kind of, he does a very competent job, but it's nothing fancy with your hair. And maybe I need that. Maybe I'm just, you know, not a complicated guy and that's what I want. Anyway,
yeah.
I get this done. And it was really quick and easy. And I walked out of there with probably, it was probably a quarter of the time that it usually takes to get a haircut. And I just, I'm like, I'm torn now. Do I go back to the hairdresser and tell them that I've cheated?
Oh, boy.
Because he's going to know that I went somewhere else for the in-between haircut. And he's going to be like,
oh, no, of course. Happened? I mean, he'll pick it up immediately.
Yeah, so do I go back to him and just like lay it all out on the table and say to him, listen, I'm sorry I cheated on you. Or do I keep going to the barber who's quicker and more efficient? Maybe not as intricate and skilled with his hands. In fact, certainly not as good as the actual hairdresser. But, you know, competent. And like, what do I really need? I don't have fancy hair that needs to be styled in a certain way. I just need it to be short enough to, you know, put my hands through in the morning and sort it out.
Yeah.
What do I do?
And short enough so that you can't make a pigtail.
No, I'll never be able
yes.
to.
Yes.
Why are there still guys who are running around with, like guys in their 50s and 60s, why are they still running around and walking around with a ponytail? Why do they do that? Why do men need a ponytail? Someone needs to explain this to me.
I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
Because they've started to bald and they're hanging on to, literally hanging on to whatever hair they have left.
Ah.
Oh, so no, that's there even is worse a, when you have a guy with a YouTube, bald top but with a ponytail.
There's a YouTube channel, and I'm sorry, usually I know my YouTube channel names. You know me.
Yes.
But there's a YouTube channel, and I forget the name, about men who take the plunge. It's got the word bald in it,
mm-hmm.
and shave off their hair. Mm-hmm. And you can see that most of the people who are on this channel or featured on the channel are guys that are balding but are still hanging on to the rest of their hair. And the difference once they've shaved it off completely is amazing. They look right. so much better than having this low ponytail of nothingness.
I agree. I mean, I reckon also like I've said it a million times. If I go bald, I'm in big trouble because my hair is one of the few things saving me at the moment. Like if I go bald, I'm fucked. I'm out of business. Done.
I'm trying to even think, but I'm struggling to come up with even one famous person who's middle-aged and has long hair as a guy and looks good and really pull off having long hair as a guy at that age and looks good. I get if you're still like young and sort of hipstery and there maybe might be that rebellion of, well, school said I should cut my hair short and now I'm growing it out. But yeah, there's no one who's older who looks good with long hair.
Oh, but Ozzy Osbourne, he looks good with long fucking hair, doesn't he? Fucking great. Oh, yeah, it's fucking great.
No, that's cotton candy. Cotton candy, that is.
Yeah, that's quite.
I remember my aunt dated a hairdresser, and this guy had long, thick, luscious brown hair, and it was kind of halfway down his back and cut very bluntly, and I mean that was a lot of hair and it was absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what, my biological father actually had long hair all the way down his back.
Well, you see, you can't I don't think it's fair to say all men should have short hair. I mean, Sia's such a Nazi about this stuff, clearly, because he can't think of one person. But I'm sure there are lots of guys. There are lots of guys who look better with longer hair than short. My problem isn't the length of the hair; it's the ponytail thing. It's what Leanne was saying about how you're starting to go bald, like here and here, but you let that little ponytail grow so that you can still say you have some hair. It's weird. I have told you before on the show about this guy who used to lecture us in French at university. And he had maybe three or four little strands of hair that he would assemble on his head very expertly. I mean, it must have taken him hours because he made those four or five strands of hair work really hard to try and cover the top. And then all it took at work at Varsity in the day is like one gust of wind and it would screw up all his best laid plans. And then, you know, the whole thing would kind of
Trump's style.
Yeah, the whole thing would kind of just wave like this in the air and it was a disaster. Shame, poor guy. I wonder if he's still alive.
Wait a minute.
I wonder if he's still alive.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just suddenly thought of it. It's the first time I've spoken about him in a while. Yes, yeah?
Does Johnny Depp count as middle-aged yet?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, he sometimes has long hair.
And he looks good. I mean, he's one of the best-looking men in the world, according to most of these magazines and women.
Mm-hmm. Steven Seagal, the action star, doesn't look good, though.
But I can't imagine Steven Seagal with short hair. I think it would be weird.
Yeah. No, I think he carries it off.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Oof. Just don't. Okay, well, Gareth, what are you warming up to
with regards to
your bob and hair salon?
Well, listen, they both do a great job. The hairdresser is obviously much more skilled, and I trust his expert advice on, you know, all kinds of things. So he knows hair. Like, he's taught me amazing things about how, like, the, you know, how curly some people's hair is. Because my hair looks straight, right? But it actually, the longer it gets, the more wavy it gets, the longer it is. And he explained to me how that works. And, you know, he knows where to cut off more and where to cut off less. But it's a process. And I've probably been going to him now for about 5 or 6 years. And
I say stick with the hairdresser.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that. And then he's going to be cross with me, but I'm just, you know, it's like if you have to have a fight with your wife, you man up and you're
lockdown,
like, all right.
Lockdown has excused all. I mean, I haven't been to my hairdresser, and this is why I have this stupidly long hair at the moment. It's the longest it's been in my life.
Oh, really?
Just because my hairdresser is far away and it's been, sometimes they've been closed. And also because I've just become lazy about it. But I know that if I had to chop off my own hair or go to someone else, she would completely understand because of COVID. Just blame it on COVID.
Yeah.
Blame everything on COVID.
I think I'll blame it on
COVID.
Well,
no, this happened to me towards the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I spoke about it going to this fancy, well, they're not super fancy, but to go to this barber who I'm not used to going to when I was here in Durban, actually, and how particular they are about certain things, that they do a lot of varied treatments for men, like, you know, with the dyeing of the hair, and they can fill in gaps with dye so that men get like that very tailored look, slick look and whatnot. And ever since I went to them, I haven't been back to my normal barber, even while I was in Johannesburg. And so what sort of was a great perk for me was the fact that I know I can go to any one of their franchises around the country, but so far I've been to Johannesburg and Durban, and I know I'll get the same consistent service there as opposed to always just waiting for my barber just for the sake of loyalty. And when I think about it, I still don't know his name. He still doesn't know my name, so I don't really feel guilty because it was always just a nod. He says, sit down. I sit down. He gets started, and then 25 minutes later, I'm out of there. So that's the basis of our relationship.
Yeah, I wonder if there are people who have actually had their hairdresser phone them and say, "Hey, where have you gone? You used to come to me." You know, that would be terrifying. I wouldn't know what to do with that call. I'd be like, Jesus, I don't. I just give me a chance to think of an excuse.
I'll phone you.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, good morning, everybody. It is the end of a short week, and I know this is so super annoying, but you're going to have to get used to a 5-day week next week and the week after. And then we've got that nice little public holiday Tuesday. And then, unfortunately for many people, someone pointed this out yesterday. The 1st of May is a Saturday, so you don't get the bonus. Saturday public holiday.
So wait, next Tuesday is a public holiday?
No. It's 2 weeks of normal weeks, and then there's a 27 April, Freedom Day.
Oh, that's one. Right.
That one you can have off.
Oh, well.
Yes. Sorry, what did you say, Sia? We lost you there.
Said we can live with it now, even have a choice. We have to live with it.
Well, here's a compliment for you, Sia, to start the day on your Friday and your weekend. Sia's skin is looking particularly nourished. Very nice. Very good point.
Thank you, but I think it's the light setting here because I'm looking a little oily, actually, I think. I was like trying to...
See, you just take the compliment? We don't have to have a 5-minute discussion about your particular skincare situation.
No,
for the
Gareth.
Moment. No.
No, we can't.
No, because you've asked the question. Now, welcome to the inner workings of my brain and what I have to go through.
Nobody asked a question. I will put up. I'll put up Andre's comment again. Where's a question? Show me the question.
Okay. Andre. Noted.
Just say thanks. You know what you do when someone says something nice to you? Say thanks. That's all.
I can't say thanks because I can't accept fully what he's saying because I am going through quite a lot right now. I'm exhausted just going through this.
Bubakar, I love this. Bubakar Bald says, I have an afro. Sue me. Fucking afro is something.
Oh, cool. Nice.
You know, afro. So I don't know if you've noticed, but like Trevor Noah has like let his hair grow out and he's,
oh yeah.
He's, it just, I think it looks very cool. I mean, you know, if you can, like if you have the ability to grow that out. And there's this dude I've been, watching on YouTube. He's a regular guest on a number of UK programs. See, I sent you his Twitter bio yesterday to try and get him for our show, our TV show. A guy called Kelvin Robertson. And he is, he's also mixed race.
Who's he again?
He's like a political commentator and a writer. And he's very, very smart, like super intelligent guy. And the irony is that he really hates like when people bring up his race as a talking point. Cause he says, I'm an individual. Don't judge me by my race, but he's got one of the coolest afros I've seen, you know, cause the afros did go out of fashion for a while. There was a point somewhere after the '70s where they became very uncool. And then suddenly they've come back into fashion.
A lot of people stopped wearing them. Yeah.
Mm. So,
but it's like, if you look at the Weeknd now.
Yeah. Right.
Can I ask a question about the Weeknd? It's been on my mind.
Yeah, well, it's Friday.
And I don't know if you guys...
There's no better time than now. Go ahead.
I don't know if you guys have spoken about it before.
What?
But you saw his whole plastic surgery thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah, well,
yes.
Yeah.
Is it real? Or was it just for the one show, the one music video?
I don't know.
It's all part of this new look with this new album that he's doing. And it's, I think so far he's released like 3 music videos alongside this new album. And in the one he's driving a car, then gets into an accident. In the other music video, he's all bandaged up. And then in the third music video, he has like this surgery, plastic surgery look. So in an artistic way.
I actually don't know. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm no use to you on this one, but I have seen that filter that a lot of girls are suddenly playing with on Instagram and Facebook.
No, this is,
you know, the plastic
this
surgery.
Is like beyond that.
Yeah, but that plastic surgery filter is a frightening thing. Because I went.
It's hilarious. I've actually saved it.
I went on because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know it was a filter. I went on and like one of my friends, she suddenly posted a picture of herself. And I was like, oh, my God, what has she done? This is such a disaster. What on earth is going on here? Because it looks really bad. You know, the big Botox lips and the like cheeks that are pinched out here and fillers all over the place. It just looked horrible. And it actually frightened the hell out of me. So I had to, it took me a while. And then I realized like other girls were doing it too. And then eventually I clicked, oh, okay, it must be some filter. But man, is it frightening. You did it right, Sia. Of course you have.
I think it's called, trying to specifically find, like it's called butt face or something. Oh, no, sorry. Pillow face. It's called pillow face.
Butt face. Just
hello. Oh,
gorgeous.
Have you done yours? Please show us yours.
Yeah, I can.
All right. I want to see Sia's, right, Sia's butt, butt face. We're going to call it butt face, even though it isn't that.
All right, I'll take it during the five things and I'll send
all right.
it.
All right, good stuff. Well, we've got to get to the five things, which are coming up in a moment. I've also got to, I've got a list of things I've got to get through this morning. I keep making lists. And we have to get some feedback from a whole lot of people who are telling us about interesting things like the Karoo, apparently. There's a video.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, we were speaking about the Karoo on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
And yeah, so someone, Paddy, sent us an email about that. And Bulilani Balabala will join us in a while. He is, of course, an old friend and family member of the CliffCentral.com family. Bulilani used to have a show called the entrepreneur
360 Biz.
360 Biz, which he did with Tebogo, right? But his own business is called TEAT, and it's called the Township Entrepreneurs Alliance. And I want to find out how that's
going. I love his name.
Bulelani Balabala. It does sound like he should be a famous man, right?
Yeah, it's very rhythmical.
It's beautiful.
Ooh, rhythmical.
All right, so let's get to the five things you need to know this morning. The headlines that matter, the stories that are going on in the news, stuff that people might ask you if you bump into them through the course of the day. And you know how people are. What do you think of? Do you get that, Leanne? Do you get that, Sia, where people go, what do you think of this? And you go, oh, shit, I don't know. Well,
at this point, you don't get a lot of that.
Yeah, water cooler.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't get a lot of that water cooler conversation at the office if you aren't going to the office.
No, the water coolers are all taped off with do not drink signs at the moment.
By the way, I noticed the gyms don't even let you use those water fountains. I mean, I've probably been twice since they opened them up again, and I didn't enjoy either experience. So I'm gonna wait a while before I get back to the gym. But I noticed you can't even drink water; you have to take your own, which probably is a good idea anyway. I think that's probably a more sensible thing to do is take your own water rather than rely.
Did a lot of people actually trust that whole water fountain drinking situation?
Oh, please, Sia, what do we do at school? Do you remember at school? Those things were all over the school and you drink from them. You wouldn't care.
No, didn't trust those things because growing up in Durban, there were always monkeys around and the monkeys would often perch on the thing. So I don't know.
rub their bums on the spouts.
Yeah, I don't want a monkey's diddle daddle all over my water. Thank you very much.
All right, Penny Sparrow. Right. Okay, sorry.
The animal ones.
Listen, I don't even know what to say when I see like monkeys. And you're right, they're all over Durban. But like, if you even see monkeys, I'm just even scared to say the word monkey in case someone misinterprets. It's like ridiculous. And it's all because. I suppose we're all super, super sensitive that everything has two or three or four meanings now. And
I heard that line. I don't give babies any pet names anymore.
I know.
Heck, I don't even ask.
You know.
Yeah. Heck, I don't even ask, what are you having? Are you having a boy or a girl? I'm like, oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know. Like you say congratulations on is a little boy and they're like, no, we're going to allow the child to determine its own gender, and we're not going to label it before it's able to make its own decision. You're like,
I even met a hermaphrodite cat the other day.
Leanne, you use that term.
I don't know if I'm supposed to use the term. Yeah, I should know, especially with my cousin dealing with operations like that.
What?
But yes, I met Simba, Now, I had a little kitten called Simba, but I found out, because it's difficult to tell the sex of a kitten when they're small, right? And Simba turned out to be a female, so I called her Saffron instead. But I met Simba the cat the other day, who lives across the road from me. And Simba went to the vet to be neutered. Mm-hmm. So in other words, to have his little bulleters snipped.
Right.
And then there were some other complications. Simba had some x-rays. Turned out Simba had ovaries as well and had to kind of go back and be spayed.
Wow. So Simba was a prop. I mean, you do, you know, nature occasionally kicks out these people who unfortunately or fortunately have both. And the word is hermaphrodite. It's a medical term, a biological
intersex
term. No, you see,
intersex.
They have to accept that for themselves, and animals obviously can't tell you what their gender is, so it gets very complicated.
Well, they actually can, because Simba identifies as a male. His pronouns are him, his, and
him and his, yeah. Him and his, that's all you him, need to say.
Him and his.
Because I was going to ask...
How do you know Simba identifies as a guy?
Because he acts in a different way around boy cats and girl cats.
Ah, but is that a gender? Is that a gender thing or a sexuality thing? You see, this is where Leanne. Mm-hmm. If we were woke,
it can't be.
If we were woke, we would be so incensed by everything that you've said in the last 5 minutes. You are so old school and so non-progressive and bigoted, and like Sia and I would be shaking our heads like this, and we would be screaming, and we'd be dyeing our hair purple, and we'd be having a tantrum and going, that's what we'd be doing, because woke people do that when they hear stuff they don't like.
Don't say dye your hair purple, because I just thought of someone who I will not mention. That'd be all I will refer to them as Simba/Saffron,
and you will use the pronouns them and they.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you don't even know Simba, so I'm gonna ask Leanne to make that decision for herself. All right, we've got to move on. Let's get some headlines underway here.
Yes.
You know, we could mess around all morning, but we have some serious business to take care of. Norma Ngoma is going to testify at the State Capture Commission on Friday. Now, this is exciting. Why? Just because it's a bit of gossip and drama. She may have some information that we don't know about, but it's all really kind of sordid, because the only reason that she's doing this is to get back at her ex-husband. She can't stand him anymore. Of course, he is the former minister, Malusi Gigaba, and she is going to tell all in an explosive day at the State Capture Commission. She doesn't care if it's made public. Gigaba says he doesn't want her testimony made public. So the lawyer, Melusi Kulu, has explained that who will have the final say on whether Ngoma's testimony is muzzled or not. She was arrested last year for allegedly trashing a car, and the charges were dropped. So we'll have to wait and see if everybody gets to, you know, watch this as it unfolds in real time. But that's probably exciting to a lot of people, the same way, you know, soap opera is exciting. It doesn't necessarily mean more or less. It's just because she was the wife and she's going to spill the beans. She's got nothing to hide. She's bringing it all. Carl Niehaus, that not serious person, Carl Niehaus has denied claims that the Radical Economic Transformation Forces are trying to divide the ANC. Now, I don't know how these guys became the Radical Economic Transformation people. I suppose that's the best term they can use to describe themselves. But it's becoming a dwindling and disastrous campaign on that side of the ANC. They're obviously just the state capture people, really. They're what's left of Zuma's ugly regime. They are the Ace Machashule team, and they've got Carl Niehaus, spokesperson for them. I mean, what a disastrous person Carl Niehaus is. If you had to throw all the crappy characteristics of the ANC into a blender and switch it on and blend it into a lumpy sauce of meat and bread and rotten stuff, and you had to pour that into a pan and try to cook it into something, like, you know, it would be like polony mixed with spam mixed with, it would be gross. That would be Carl Niehaus. He's just, you know, he's the real dregs of the ANC, and he's the only guy who's like, out there willing to talk because he doesn't realize how stupid he sounds. He has no governor on his brain, no filter at all. So he says, they are not part of a faction, and they are not trying to divide the party. He also works in the Secretary General's office. No surprise there. He's been linked to the so-called RET forces. He insists that they are merely seeking to support the ANC's own policy on economic transformation in the country. His comments follow Northern Cape Chairperson Zamani Saul's Eyewitness News opinion piece, warning that it was a precursor to a new party. Saul said the formation was to execute a spirited pushback strategy against the ANC's attempts to renew itself. The Northern Cape Chair's views have been echoed by several senior ANC members, including Joel Netshitenze and the ANC in the Eastern Cape. But Niehaus continued to deny this, claiming there was a deliberate attempt to frame the promotion of this ANC policy as a faction. Well, I can't believe anyone's listening to Carl Niehaus. That's all I'm going to say. While we're on the ANC and the dissent and the division in the ANC, Mbalula, Fikile Mbalula, who's looking ever more like a grandma. I can't tell you, like, there's something going on there. That guy, he looks like a retired Motown singer from the 70s. He really does. The glasses don't help. The face is getting puffy in certain places. There's this kind of gray edge to the hair happening. You know, he's just not looking his best. I think he needs to go to that barber you were talking about, Sia, in Durban, because they might be able to tidy him up.
I'm going to try and find this video. I think someone posted it as a story as opposed to it coming straight from his own
social media
accounts. Mm-hmm. But he had a birthday dinner recently and he was trying to blow out what was meant to be a candle, but it's rather one of those thick, large sparklers. So it's a firecracker. And he was not getting it. And it was just the look. He looks like a caricature of what we formerly knew.
But hang on. You can't blow those things out anyway.
Someone
should have told him, like, dude, you can't blow it out. Just let it do its thing. It's like a firework. It's not a candle.
I don't know.
That's like asking to look like a moron. He's just weird. Let me tell you the story and then we'll get back to this. So he says, dissent in the ANC is not division. You know, he's trying to look like the unifying guy. He says, standing firm in support of the ANC's step-aside decision, the party secretary general, Ace Magashule, was given 30 days to step aside as he faces corruption charges. He is now publicly saying the ANC's top leadership is divided. But Fikile says that's not true. And he was out on the media trail yesterday. He was busy giving us the Easter Road fatalities. And again, those numbers are just horrific. It's become like a thing that we do after Easter, as we count the number of dead.
Since we were kids.
It's such a macabre thing. I don't understand it, but clearly it's such an unhappy situation, and we just have never, in all of my recollection of Easter Road death tolls, we've never really had a good story. It's always just horrendous and carnage. There's always some terrible accident where like 15 people get killed. And so when I see them coming onto TV, these ministers or the transport department or whoever it is from, you know, the Metro Police, I always go, oh, this is just such an ugly story. I can't stand it. It's very depressing. So that's why Fikile was on TV. Yeah. And then he just threw in that the ANC is not divided. It's just dissenting. George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen, not fentanyl, says an expert. This is part of the prosecution's case. George Floyd, according to them, and according to the doctor, Martin Tobin, said fentanyl did not cause Mr. Floyd's death. He said even a healthy person would have died. Mr. Chauvin, 45, was filmed kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes during his arrest last May. The ex-officer is on trial for murder and has denied the charges against him. The footage of Mr. Chauvin, who is white, with his knee on African-American Mr. Floyd, who is black's neck, sparked global protests against racism. The trial is in its second week and is expected to last for at least 1 month. The defense is due to begin arguing its case in court next week. So we'll see what happens there, but that was the expert from yesterday.
It's heavy.
ex-Secretary of State Pompeo is going to join Fox News as a contributor. This seems to happen on both the left and the right in America. If you, you know, like, I mean, George Stephanopoulos, who used to work for the Clinton campaign. In fact, I think he was the Clinton campaign chief advisor when Bill Clinton, and I think during Hillary's first run, he was there. And now he's like the news host on ABC. So this happens. And now Mike Pompeo, who was Donald Trump's...
I thought journalists were supposed to be neutral.
Well, those days are long gone, Leanne. Those days are a figment of your imagination. Donald Trump's top diplomat, Mike Pompeo, has been hired to appear on Fox News as a contributor. The conservative cable channel said on Thursday, "I intend to give viewers a candid, no-nonsense look at geopolitics, international relations, and the media, and the America First policies, rather, that helped chart the course for an unprecedented prosperity and security in America," the former Secretary of State and member of Congress said in a statement released by Fox. So that's big ratings news for Fox, obviously. They are going to be bringing him on board. And he, of course, made headlines when he talked about the origins of the COVID-19 virus in China. And he said, "It's all a sham. It's part of a disinformation campaign from the World Health Organization and the Chinese Communist Party." But we know that. I think anyone with brains has started to figure out that the Chinese, to them, it's more about their reputation than about the truth.
Anyway. Yeah, very much so.
Here's something from Thurence Cameron, who says, did you see the article regarding Ayanda Dlodlo saying that South Africans living in other countries like Cape Town must move to South Africa? No, I did not, but I'm not surprised. Ayanda Dlodlo, by the way, is our intelligence minister. Right. So remember we had that guy Bongo as intelligence minister? It seems that we keep choosing the least obviously intelligent. They may have hidden intelligence that we don't know about. But we seem to choose very obviously unintelligent people who say obviously unintelligent things as ministers of intelligence, which is so embarrassing. Because then your title contradicts the way your brain works. It's very sad.
And then before Bongo, was it Siyabonga Tswele?
Yeah, who basically had no idea, even though he lived with his wife, that she was a massive, massive drug dealer. Massive. It was just none.
No intelligence there.
Well, certainly no intelligence gathering capabilities. I mean, your own wife, you sleep in the same bed as her, and you have no idea that she is the biggest drug pusher in the country. Unbelievable. So, yeah, we have some real pearlers in the Department of Intelligence. I like Carl Niehaus. Carl Niehaus, Knee House action doll, I would chop its head off and piss on it, says Andre. Well, that's very nice, Andre. You were very nice about Sia's skin this morning, but not so nice about Carl Niehaus. And then Rickus has brought up something that really upset me. There's a video, and I'm not even going to show it on the show this morning because it really upsets me. It's a video of a giant lizard. It's a monitor lizard. It's a what we would call a lekkervan in South Africa. This thing,
or a fucking crocodile.
It's a big lizard. This thing's probably 5 feet long from tail to.
It's heavy and thick.
And you know these things. I've told you before. These are the scariest things in the world. So. A lot of people on Instagram and Facebook and even on WhatsApp are sending me this because they know I'm terrified of these things. And
don't you hate that though? Once you're terrified of something, people send them to you.
Yeah. No, it's this video of this giant monitor lizard, and it's walking through the shop, and then it climbs up the shelves of this shop, and it's swinging its tail around, and it's got that tongue that comes out the whole time. And it's, you know, they kind
pulling,
of
pulling down boxes of products as clawing its way out.
It's just the most horrible, horrible creature. Horrible, prehistoric.
Shame. But I actually felt really sorry for him. He was literally cornered and he was scared and he was trying to get up into a place where he wasn't threatened. I know that, Gareth, I will not get your sympathy on that at all.
No.
But it is a terrifying clip. Oh. And the fact that people were hanging around still and, you know, they were ooing and aahing over it.
If I if I walked into a shop and I even saw one half that size, I would...
No, say what you said. Say what you said on the one group.
I would levitate out of the shop. Right out, I would levitate. I would float like Jesus Christ on the Sea of Galilee out of that shop. About
while
I would be 3 feet high with my legs like in a cartoon going round and round and round, creating a gust of air under me like a hovercraft. But I would be shitting all the way out of the shop as well. I would be... That is the most frightening animal. You could give me spiders, give me snakes, give me even a crocodile. But those lizards, I don't know what it is about them. There's something there that just is deeply, deeply disturbing on some kind of primal level.
I think a lot of it's got to do with the fact that it could probably keep up with you if you have to run.
Sorry.
As a person who has a phobia, I feel for you.
Oh, I hate them so much.
This lizard in particular is 1.8 meters long.
Yeah, you see.
And
6 feet.
According to USA Today, the lizard had emerged from a nearby canal and decided to pop to the shops ever so casually, looking for some food. But after that whole incident and the recording and whatnot, animal control in Thailand, where the incident took place, tranquilized the monitor lizard and returned it safely to the wild.
Oh, so it hasn't been killed. Oh. Okay, I'm kind of happy about that. I mean, I don't want them killed, but just if they stay away from me, I will be happy for them that they haven't been killed. That's all.
So partly this is why I also have never understood people who like, maybe it's because leather is something that looks a little foreign to the actual animal, but people who like snake skin stuff, or people who like crocodile skin handbags, why do you want the look of that scaliness and the feel of that around you?
Oh, it can be very beautiful. I mean, they fashion crocodile skin into beautiful things like little purses and wallets and handbags.
But it still looks like the actual skin.
Well,
you see, my gran had a huge phobia of snakes, and she was heavily Christian as well, which didn't help things because the snake is the devil. But she couldn't imagine having even a snake skin purse in her house or anywhere near her. So I get you on that.
Jared says, I've just watched the video. Goodness, that is horrifying. Makes me glad that I live in Canada. The worst thing we get in our shops is a deer. But you guys get meese.
Which is two mooses.
You get mooses. And those things are huge. Have you seen what a moose's mouth looks like? It's like a hangy. It's a funny.
It is. It's like a horse's mouth, where it's quite lippy. And
it's much more floppy than
wobbly.
That. And they're big. Hey, yeah. A moose is a big thing. So I've got this friend who lives in the Free State, and she went to visit friends of hers in Canada, and she said, "Nee, I could buy a bung for a moose." she says because they're really big, and they can be quite aggressive. Hey, I mean, if you're driving on the highway in Canada and a moose comes out of the woods and stands in the middle of the road, you will come off.
They win.
Yeah, you will come off second best, even if you're in a big truck. Like a moose is a big,
and there's that
huge animal.
There's that sound that they make as well, which is quite haunting. No, that it's a high pitched whee.
Oh my god!
They squeal.
See if I can find a moose sound.
I just caught the attention of all of the cats in the house.
What is happening here?
Here's a moose sound. All right. This is what a moose sounds like, according to my sources. I mean, just make it clear. Here it is.
It's going to give me a fright.
Yeah.
This is quite some suspense.
It's, no, try and moose squeal.
It's almost like it's trying to clear its throat.
We couldn't hear it on our side.
No.
Okay, moose squeal. You couldn't hear it? No. Okay, let me try this.
Oh, I thought it was still loading or something.
I think what you're thinking of, Leanne, is an elk. An elk makes a really scary noise.
Well, one of those.
Oh, you know, Gareth, pigtail, ponytail, you know.
Let me see if I can find
Sorry if it is an elk.
Yeah, it's an elk. It's not a moose. So what you're thinking of is
I feel so stupid.
An elk, brackets, miss brackets. All right, anyway, how did we get onto meese? Jared. It was Jared's fault. We were talking about mooses because Jared lives in Canada.
Monitor lizards and meese.
Yeah.
Jeez, we've gone far.
We've jumped right into this. So bad news, and I've just found out from Ellen Tooley this morning, DMX died. So I think if we just fact check that because you never know. Sometimes there's, you know, different sources. Sia will.
We knew he was in hospital.
I'm very sad about
that. Yeah, RIP DMX is a top trending hashtag
still,
right now.
It's still not an indication, but yeah.
No. Well, I'm sad about that because, like I said, big fan. In fact, if you give me like a minute, I'll go and get my DMX albums because, you know, obviously everything is alphabetically ordered in my CD collection.
Course.
Do you want me to go and get them?
Of course.
Do you want me to get them?
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Some show and tell. Yeah.
Talk among yourselves. Give me a minute.
I will. Yeah. I don't know if you can highlight the comment by B's GTA Online, who says, "My friend's mum is so scared of snakes, she buys the U magazine, and if there's a picture of a snake in the mag, she'll tear that page out." I completely agree. My issue is with spiders. And how many times I'm scrolling through YouTube or some kind of news feed. Oof. And then the worst is you actually have to touch the screen to move it up.
Why am I itchy all of a sudden with this conversation?
So yeah. here's the one.
Okay.
That's flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood.
Oh, is he covered in blood?
Yeah.
Yes.
And on the back cover.
He's got a good body.
On the back. Well, this is back in the day. I mean... So I can't find all of them because I know I've got about five, but I could only find this one. This CD was put out in 1998. So, you know,
Jeepers.
And then there's of course the famous single Party Up, which everybody knows, but shame. I'm sad about that. You know, there's DMX.
Gosh, wait, let's pause a little. Revolt, which is P. Diddy's website or platform, an hour ago said DMX is not dead.
You see.
Pitchfork, another prominent entertainment and website, says DMX still alive and on life support. Manager says amid death rumors. That was also an hour ago.
Well, our own Simpiwe says DMX is still alive, and I trust her more than those sources you just mentioned. Auxyhead says that, according to TMZ, he's still kicking. So, all right.
TMZ and DMX.
Right.
I'm sure we can get in touch with one of the 15 children right now. So let's.
Yeah, I'm sure one of them is listening to us. There's so many kids that at least one has got to be listening to us.
Sorry, it's the idea of that many kids, man. Woo-wee. How many people are in a soccer team? 11, right?
Yeah.
They could make their own soccer team.
Slice 19 says, "You guys haven't seen the video of the Komodo dragon eating a monkey whole in six gulps. That is scary." Yeah. Yes, I know.
Oh, no.
Those things are truly the most terrifying living creatures that there are. If you put me in a place where there was a 1% chance I would encounter a Komodo dragon, I would be living in the trees. I would never come down.
I have to remind you that when I was in Hazy View, where I go every year, the one year I was walking on a road with my mom and our friend. We were walking three abreast, and I was the one closest to the felt on the side. And I heard this whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And I looked, and it was this monitor lizard, but like the one in the picture. It was huge. and I couldn't remember the name, but I ran into the middle of the road into oncoming traffic and screamed, there's a fucking crocodile. I would rather be hit by a car on a solid line on a hill than be touched by the fucking crocodile.
Oh, this is interesting. Since they've messaged us more than once, Orksy Head says we don't pronounce the Y. Well, I mean, what a crazy name. You can't expect us to know how to say your name, Orksy Head. So apparently the Y is silent.
It's just Orks.
It's Orks Head. Okay.
Like totes orcs.
No, totes orcs.
Totes orcs.
Right.
Orcs cable.
Yeah. All right. It is Friday.
I did take a selfie with pillow face.
All right, here it is. Here's butt face.
But hold on. Are you saying pillow, like the thing you sleep on?
Yes.
Because I searched for the app and I can't find it.
Show us.
I'm annoyed now.
Show us your pillow
it's
face.
It's a filter on Instagram.
Okay.
Oh. Oh my God, yeah.
Right, it's like a before and after.
Wow. Please don't ever. No.
Don't hate
no.
it.
No. No, 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 no.
Plastic surgery. No, Sia, don't do it. No, don't do it.
It's made the distance between your eyebrows bigger and kind of flat.
Fabulous.
No.
That's no. what you, that's the word you're looking for. It makes it fabulous.
No, I don't like that.
Have some fun. Look for that filter on Instagram. It's fun.
Horrible. So it is Friday. It's the
you're
weekend.
Still thinking about.
No, so I am thinking about the lizard, but just quickly before we break for the 7 o'clock podcast, a bunch of my friends are, and I mean, these are cool people. We always do fun things like go for dinners and, you know, have parties and all the rest together. They are now into, since lockdown happened, hiking. So the one guy sent out this invitation earlier this week to say, we're all going on a hike this weekend. Who wants to come? And obviously I said no straight away. And
why obviously?
Because why would I do that? It's just what a thing to spend your time doing, hiking around. It's and apparently these hikes are hugely popular. People just love them there. It's overrun.
Gareth.
It's overrun with people. You're like on the trail with 500 or 600 or 1,000 other people, and I don't know.
You're not hating the concept of hiking. You're hating the fact that it's popular.
Probably.
That's all.
And then he hates the fact that it means he would be part of a group
or a team,
as opposed to this is something that he wants to do.
Definitely.
Yes.
If you think about it,
all right, you guys figure
walking in nature, taking in this fresh air, especially like now where it's a little bit crisp, and taking in the sights around you and the crunch of your feet on the sand or the rocks that you're climbing, that's all amazing. And you can't deny that. You just hate it that everyone's doing it. It's like when everyone became a cyclist and started shaving their legs and wearing Lycra.
I've always hated cyclists. Always since the day I was born.
Yes,
always.
We know that.
Always hated them.
But if there were just professional cyclists like there are professional tobogganists, you'd be fine with that. It's the fact that there's a mass group of people that do it.
Yes, but there's no such thing as a professional cyclist.
Of course there is. No. Don't say that to me when my dad's one.
There isn't. It's a hobby. It's a hobby. It's not a sport.
No, Gareth.
It's a hobby.
What the Lance Armstrong are you talking about?
It's a hobby. It's not a sport. Those people are – bicycling is not a sport.
Gareth.
What is it?
It's just a hobby.
Don't rile me up. What's the time? It's 7:01. Time for a break.
You know how Leanne acted just with confusing pigtails and ponytails. So you don't want to live beyond that.
No. All right. There we go. That's all we got for this hour, but we'll be back in a couple of seconds with a whole lot more, including Bulilani Balabala, who Leanne says has got the best name in the world. And we'll also have George Meany a little bit later on. So it's going to be a nice busy day. As always, stick around. CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.